The Oregon legislature made a few moves to reduce plastic waste in its session this year. Single-use plastic bags are going away next year. And you don't get a plastic straw at most restaurants now unless you ask for one. That law took effect as soon as the governor signed it in the summertime. Let's hear what the post-plastic world might be like. Our guest is Mark Marinazzi, who's the Vice President of Marketing for World Centric. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Oh, there you are. Okay, now we got you. Okay. Thanks for joining us. So to tell us about World Centric and what it is about.
Absolutely. World Centric is one of the leading producers of single-use compostable products in North America. We were started in 2004 as a nonprofit by our founder and current CEO, Aseem Das. Aseem was a software engineer in Silicon Valley, and he looked around him and saw a great deal of waste and materialism in Silicon Valley and decided to take a different direction with his life and his career and started World Centric to initially alert the community on environmental issues. And he started hosting speakers and showing films around that topic in and around Silicon Valley. In order to be able to fund the nonprofit, rather than putting his hand out for grants, he decided to start selling fair trade goods and then compostable products. And the compostable products part of the nonprofit took off to the point of where in 2009 he decided to convert the company over to a for-profit. And in the process, still wanted to maintain the mission. And so he set the course that this company would give away at least 25% of its net profits to global grassroots social environmental programs. So we fund everything from providing clean drinking water to the Bidi Bidi refugee camp, the second largest refugee camp in the world in Africa, to planting moringa trees in Africa and Haiti, to putting in public toilets for the poorest of the poor in India, where they've never had public toilets and they have huge health problems as a result, and providing K-12 schooling in areas of Haiti and India and other areas. All these grassroots programs are funded in a way that we're not just giving a handout, but it's actually providing local communities a way of building social entrepreneurship as well. And our company, because of the increased amount of attention to compostable products, has been growing in leaps and bounds. And so we just in the past year gave over $1.17 million grants, and we continue to grow. A lot of that's fueled by both an interest on the part of restaurants and hospitals and colleges and universities and all sorts of food service venues to switch over to using compostable products instead of cutting down trees to make containers and pumping oil out of the ground to make plastic that would be in utensils and straws and bags. And so our company is all over the United States and Canada and growing into Mexico and Europe as well.
You mentioned, Mark, that the interest in compostable plastics is growing by leaps and bounds. Is it growing faster than something like World Centric can keep up? Is it outstripping your ability to keep up with it?
That's a really good question. There's a lot of our products are made from source materials that used to be waste. For example, a great deal of our molded fiber comes from taking the remaining waste from pressing sugarcane to produce sugar, or taking the stalks that are left over from harvesting wheat, or taking fast-growing bamboo that regenerates in the course of weeks, not years, like trees. And so we're taking rapid renewables or waste products, and instead of burning them or cutting them down and not having a higher end use, we're taking that material and we're pulping it because it has fiber that's comparable to wood fiber, and then we're making products with it. We're making to-go containers that can replace styrofoam. We're making hot cups now with bamboo paper and sugarcane paper, even cold cups out of bamboo paper, where it used to be that you'd use wood fiber or you'd use plastic. So a lot of those materials are very prevalent. As long as we continue to make bread or use wheat, or we continue to make sugarcane for the process of producing sugar and other elements of sugar for carbohydrates, other for needs, and bamboo and other materials as well that are coming online. We also make things out of plant-based plastics, primarily called polylactic acid. That's typically made with either carbohydrate from corn or cassava or sugar beets. And that carbohydrate used to be used for industrial purposes, and now we make plant-based plastics with them, and they're all certified compostable. So you're not necessarily in a position where, from a source material standpoint, that it's going to be difficult. It's really more about making sure you provide a high quality product to the trade customers and the consumers.
We're talking to Mark Marinazzi here on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the Vice President of Marketing at WorldCentric, which began life as a nonprofit and then converted to a for-profit B corporation, a benefit corporation. So seeing to the needs of the world, but at the same time supplying compostable products for eating, drinking, you name it. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Mark, is the stuff that you produce completely compostable? I mean, it's completely biodegradable. There are no things that are there to fix the shape of the item or anything like that that would be less compostable or biodegradable.
So it's important to distinguish that certain products have certain levels of compostability, and what I mean by that is most plant-based plastics require going through a commercial compost facility in order to be completely composted in a short amount of time. Plant-based plastics will eventually degrade over time, but you want to have something that accelerates it, typically grinding it or having heat, water, and time, which are the basic elements that are required to compost, anything that can turn into CO2 and water and biomass that can be compostable. And that's as opposed to other products that may break down, but they don't break down in the just CO2, water, and biomass. They may break down and also have heavy metals. They may break down require an extra step in order to have the soil be healthy soil. So our molded fiber products and our cups are all made of fibers that are generally easy to break down. And our plant-based plastics do typically require having an extra step in a commercial compost facility. Now, the other advantage of using compostable materials in our products is the beginning of life. The focus of the compostability is the end of life, but then there's also how much energy does it take to produce the utensils or the plates, or how much water, or how many emissions are created, or for that matter, the human toil. To give you an example, with a plate that's made out of wood fiber, virgin wood fiber, odds are that wood fiber is coming from a forest that was clear cut and may have disturbed and also disturbed an indigenous population, particularly in Southeast Asia, where there's a lot of clear cutting and you're displacing communities as a result. When you don't have to cut down those forests because you're using sugarcane fields that are already in existence, that helps, and that lowers the footprint in terms of the beginning of life. There's also the regeneration of a tree. It takes 50 to 100 years to regenerate that tree versus weeks to months to regenerate bamboo or sugarcane or wheat straw. So we're always looking at not only the end of life, but the beginning of life. It typically takes for every three plates that you can make with one of our products, it takes one the same amount of energy to make one styrofoam plate. Or for every two of our utensils that you make, you're taking the comparable amount of energy to make one petroleum-based plastic utensil. So there are definite energy and emission and water and human toil advantages of making compostable products versus traditional products.
Mark Marinazzi, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Vice President of Marketing at WorldCentric, which makes and sells compostable products for eating and drinking. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Grumpy John in Grants Pass dropped off a question, Mark, and it's sort of a once-removed sort of thing in the sense of he's asking about the use of glyphosate, for example, to dry wheat for harvest, wants to know if sometimes chemicals can find their way into your products, even though you look for sources that aren't, laden with chemicals.
That's a good question. Our factory partners regularly are audited for the materials, and all of our products need to go through a certification. The majority of them are certified compostable through an organization called BPI, and that's the U.S. certifier for compostability. There's also a European version of BPI called TÜV, and increasingly if you walk into your local supermarket and look for compostable products, you'll see a logo for one or the other that's on the packaging. And so in the process of doing the lab testing that's required to get certified, materials that are potentially not in compliance. The compliance for compostability comes from the American Standards of Testing, that's ASTM, and there's two type of tests that you have to pass in order to be able to qualify as being compostable. And then you provide that testing, and BPI certifies you or TÜV certifies you. So any products that we produce that are certified compostable would have an insignificant amount of any material that would be deemed non-compostable.
BPI being the Biodegradable Products Institute, I see. There's a bit of a rap on compostable utensils, it seems, more than anything else. But, you know, I just was looking for some examples on the web and ran into a thing about compostable forks don't work and paper straws are nasty. So there's a bit of a rap on compostable products. Are they getting better over time?
Well, I would say this. We're in the process of a transition from a human behavior and supply chain in the world where people don't care if it's compostable to where they do care, and to a supply chain around the world that is transitioning from petroleum-based plastics and wood fiber-based plastics to compostable materials. Now, in the process of going through that transition, we have to work within the limitations of what's available. And currently, the most prevalent plant-based plastic that's available is PLA, polylactic acid plastic. There are other forms of plastic, plant-based plastics, that are coming online down the road. They're not commercialized yet. And some of those plastics have the ability to accelerate their compostability. And those down the road, once they come online, will be better for integrating into more compost infrastructure in the United States. So meanwhile, it's better still to use a PLA.
Okay, I think he's going to come back at some point. Mark, can you hear us?
Recycle. Straws and utensils are too light and too small for the recycling facilities in the United States. So we actually did a survey recently where we called all the major cities in the United States and their recycling facilities, and we asked them whether or not they were recycling petroleum-based utensils and straws. And they all said no. It's because of size and weight. So So everyone thinks, oh, I'm just going to throw that straw or that fork in the recycling bin, and it's wish cycling. You know, they wish that it's going to get recycled, but the truth is once it gets to the recycler, they're just kicking them out and they end up in the landfill. So when you have a plant-based plastic, that is going into the compost stream, and then depending upon where you are in the United States, it's either getting composted or it's not. Now, if it's not, you still have something that's plant-based and non-toxic that ends up in the landfill versus a petroleum-based utensil. So that's one advantage. You know, it's our goal to eventually see that we transition into a plastic that perhaps may be even more capable of breaking down in a faster period of time, so that by the time that it is at the compost facility, it may not need any additional step like grinding or whatnot. It will simply break down on its own. And there are some plastics that are coming online that are capable of doing that. There's just not enough of it being made as of yet as feedstock that we can use. But I see within the next 3 to 5 years that we'll, if we have another conversation on the radio, that's what we're going to be talking about.
All right. I was going to ask you, in the minute we have left, I mean, you've got everything out there. I mean, I'm looking at the different kinds of clamshells and cups, you know, clear cups and hot cups and all that kinds of stuff. So a lot of compostable things out there. Is there one product that still eludes WorldCentric, one thing you've been trying to perfect and it's just sort of not getting there?
That's a good question. We just released a new paper straw that is, we think, as durable as a plastic straw. That's been a big complaint. We actually have a video. If you go to our website and look for WorldCentric TV, we actually have a video where we actually did a time lapse to show that it lasted for over an hour and a half in a carbonated beverage. So that's one that we've just finally cracked. Like I mentioned earlier, I really think that the direction of having plant-based plastics that are capable of breaking down in a faster period of time without having an extra step, that's the one that it's my hope we'll see a change very rapidly. But our molded fiber and our papers are really getting to the point where they perform as well, if not better, than styrofoam and plastic and wood fiber. And you're not cutting a tree down that takes 50 to 100 years to regenerate, and you're not pumping oil out of the ground that should be used for much higher end purposes.
All right, so proof of progress anyway on that. Mark Marinazzi is the Vice President of Marketing at WorldCentric, which makes a whole bunch of compostable designs for dinnerware and drinkware and you name it. Thanks for joining us today on The Exchange, Mark.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. And again, Oregon, you now have to ask for a plastic straw to get one in a restaurant. They are not offered up front. And of course, the plastic bag ban coming to Oregon in 2020.